The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me thus, "Gird your loins, stand up and tell them all that I command you. Be not crushed on their account, as though I would leave you crushed before them. For it is I this day who have made you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass, against the whole land, against Judah's kings and princes, against its priests and people. They will fight against you, but not prevail over you. For I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I will sing of your salvation. I will sing your salvation. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me and deliver me. Incline your ear to me and save me. I will sing your salvation. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. For you are my rock and my fortress. O my God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked. I will sing your salvation. For you, O, are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my birth. On you I depend from birth. From my mother's womb you have been my strength. I will sing your salvation. My mouth shall declare your justice, day by day your salvation. O God, you have taught me from my youth. Until the present I proclaim your wondrous deeds. I will sing of your salvation. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Herod was the one who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. And when he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. She had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. Herodias, his own daughter, came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He even swore many things to her, "I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half my kingdom." She went out and asked her mother, "What shall I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made a request. "I want you to give me at once, on a platter, the head of John the Baptist." Now the king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl in turn gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we celebrate the Passion of St. John the Baptist, or used to be called Beheading of John the Baptist. And here is a disciple of Jesus who followed Jesus and the commandments of God to giving up his life. And of course that's the call for all of us every day to do and follow Jesus. And it's not about a giving up our life at the end as John did, but a daily giving up of our lives every day to die to ourselves, to love God and to love other people more. And again, they will hate us because we'll tell people that what they don't want to hear. But we got to tell them everything we do in love. Huh? Jesus came and did that. Everything John the Baptist did, he did it before Christ died on the cross to redeem us of our sins. And so we got to look at John as an example, but we have to go much farther than John would. We have to proclaim what Jesus Christ did for us. John proclaimed we have to follow the commandments that enter into the kingdom. And of course we follow the commandments because that's how we respond to God in love. But we have to go much deeper. We have to follow Jesus, who died on the cross to save us from our sins. That's what we've got to proclaim with our lives every day. So, let's do it. Tomorrow, God willing, I will be back in Erie and we'll do the regular masses. So God willing, I'll see you tomorrow at Mass. God bless you.